If you read the Chicago Tribune at all, you might have seen some restaurant reviews in there. And the restaurant reviews follow a rating system of stars. And if Phil Vitale or one of his colleagues considers it to be a good restaurant, it gets one star. If it's a very good restaurant, it gets two stars. Excellent gets three, and outstanding gets four stars. Some of us remember the Sears Roebuck catalog, and appliances and tools were in one of three quality groupings: good, better, best. And I know that there are some educators in the room, and there are these things called grades, and the grades represent things. We're going to start with C. C is average. B is good. Not sure that's true in every house in this town, but that's what it says on the scale. And A is excellent. I don't know if you were counting as the kids were reading, but six times in describing God's handiwork in creation, we heard the term good. So, is the Bible saying that God's work is B grade? That God's work is a nice start, but there's better and best yet to come? Is the creation only one star? I don't think that's what the Bible's saying at all. We hear good and we think evaluative, but the Bible is not using good in an evaluative way, but rather as a descriptive way. In the same way that we might say, and God saw it and it was 3 feet 10 inches tall. And God saw it, and it was 57 degrees. And God saw it, and it was garish yellow. Okay. God saw it, it was good. Here's what I mean by that. When Phil Vitale tries to anonymously enter a restaurant, he brings with him this scale before he has the experience of the meal. And every year, kids go back to school, and they enter into a system that's already there. Their work is the new thing, but the pre-existing thing is the scale. It's the opposite in creation. Creation is before there was anything else. So what God creates is as it's meant to be. It's life-giving. It's flourishing. There's a balance in it. You heard at the very end, it's very good. Can't be more balanced, more complete than that. So is there more we can say about what goodness is, at least where creation is concerned? I think we can, because in the beginning, when God began creating, the earth was a formless void. Another way we sometimes describe that is chaos, and not the get smart K-A-O-S. C-H-A-O-S, chaos. One of my favorite theological terms is primordial chaos. You don't even need to know what it means to know what it means. And so before God created, or before creation was completed, the earth was formless. Not good. Darkness covered the face of the earth. Not darkness like in our neighborhoods. That's not darkness. It's just many of the lights are out. The sun's down. It's not dark. You want darkness, you got to be like deep in a cave, if you've ever been to that. Very disorienting. The total absence of light, that's what it was. And the earth was empty. There was an emptiness. There was no there there. Not good. So what does God do? God gives form and shape to what was without form. He calls that good. Or he sees that it's good. And God illumines. He creates light, speaks light into being, and then defines light in bodies in such a way that we get time and we get days and seasons and years. I got to think at that point, God said, that was a really good idea. And God takes the emptiness and fills it with plants and fruit and vegetables. Not sure what he was thinking with kale. And animals and fish and insects. Again, I'm thinking mosquitoes were a mutation of some kind. God can't have intended mosquitoes. And humans. Humans in this creation account, male and female come into the world together. And God looks at that and says, very good. Very good. So God shapes. God illumines. God fills. And there is a special spot in this creative work for humans. We are God's image bearers. We bear God's likeness. And more importantly, God has given us a task in creation to serve as his agents, to help make the God things happen. And those things take a particular shape. You might have caught it. God says, you know, I am not going to let the populating thing be all mine to do. I am not keeping all that fun to myself. Y'all be fruitful and multiply. And God says, I am placing you in dominion over everything that I've created. And we hear that word dominion, and we can be confused because there are only two letters that separate dominion from domination. It's not domination. God's entrusted creation to us that we would care for it and do it rightly and do it in God's way. And then this third one, I'm sure you all would have gotten those. The third one's kind of subtle, but it's in there. Humanity was to eat a vegetarian diet. Humans eat plants. And the animals, I don't know if you caught that either, they're all vegetarians too. No predators. Now that changes after Noah and the ark. It's probably good that it didn't happen before Noah and the ark. That might not have gone so well. Another story for another day. So we've got our role, creation is good, and they all lived happily ever after. Right? Well, not exactly. We hear this story today on the other side of the fall. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about the fall because it wasn't in this narrative, but we hear it on the other side of the experience, and so I think application has to take it into account. And what's the fall but movement away from God? What's the fall but a movement back toward primordial chaos, toward the absence of light, toward emptiness? Not good. not as it should be, not life-giving, not flourishing, not balanced. And yet we, on the other side of the fall, remain God's image-bearing creatures. There's not a plan B. Okay, you humans, it's not working. We're going to try it again with androids or something. It's still us. How are we about God's life-giving work on the other side of the fall in a way that it's restorative? Well, a couple of things. First of all, just being in God's good creation can have a restorative quality. Do you like being out in creation? I mean, are there places that pour back into you just by being there? For some of us, it's by the water. Not all waters today, but for some of us, that's where we get restored by creation. For others, it's mountains. For others, it's music. Walking in our neighborhood, digging in our garden. But there's something else required, I think, if we're to be part of God's restorative and life-giving good creation. And that's to tap into that force that initially created and God also uses to restore. And so we heard two creation stories today. I know you heard that because one was from Genesis chapter 1 and the other was from John chapter 1. And they complement each other. They both start with in the beginning. Not in the beginning like what Milwaukee put on the Cubs yesterday. In the beginning. And in the beginning, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. So then you go to Genesis chapter 1, and God said, let there be. God speaks creation into being, and the second person of the Trinity, who we better know as Jesus, is the creative force, the means by which it happens. And that's important because in Jesus' lifetime, clearly, it was not all good. He brought good into a world that rejected it. And as it moved as far as it could possibly move from God, and as chaos reigned again, and as there was no light when Jesus died, darkness covered the face of the earth. And as all seemed empty, it was in that time that God absorbed the worst that the world could give and brought new life. And so Jesus is both the creative and the restorative force of God in the world. Those of us who follow him are, in the words of the Apostle Paul, a new creation. A new creation. And so we, as God's new creation, work to restore God's created good in the only world that there is. You know, we choose these themes months in advance. There was no way to know, many months ago, what was going to be going on in the world in the lead up to September 10th. No way to know hurricanes and floods and earthquakes and wildfires. No way to know the devastation that would be experienced in Texas and in the Caribbean, and in Mexico, and in Canada, and as we speak in Florida. No way to know that. And we're experiencing the inbreaking, once again, of primordial chaos. It's not good. But it's also not permanent. It's not lasting. It's not forever. God's restorative force is alive and well and will be put to work in all these settings. Some of us remember the the eruption of Mount St. Helens. Some of you remember that? It was in the 80s. Maybe you've read about it if you didn't live through it. And some of us remember, you know, when you couldn't, like the water in Lake Erie, you could almost walk on it. And not because it was a miracle. And now, Mount St. Helens, the whole, what did that kid call it, an ecosystem? That's happening there again. And, you know, you can eat fish from Lake Erie and not glow when you turn off the lights. And how much more does the restorative work accelerate when God's image-bearing creatures are involved in it? Lutheran disaster response is a very agile and long-standing relief effort. You can go online, you can go on our website, and there's an immediate link to provide financial help to the regions of this country that are being devastated now. And you can direct it to Texas, you can direct it to Florida, or you can say just hurricane relief and let them put it where it's most needed today. But money will help more than anything else for quite a while. And then the first wave of assistance is really going to need to be trained people. But if you remember when Katrina happened not that many years ago, you know, we had folks go down and help with that. But it wasn't immediate. It was afterward as organizing could happen. So you can donate today. You can probably do some hands-on work down the road. Closer to home, you can put on a spiffy yellow shirt and go over to Baker's Lake and help restore that ecosystem. Boy, I love that word. With the Citizens for Conservation. Really close to home, you can take some of those late-blooming weeds out of your garden. Plant a tree. Eat more vegetables. That when God sees the fullness of creation, that he says, it is very good. Amen.